If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Beep, 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 beep. Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round. Everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going to different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all our friends.
The first colorful hints of autumn begin to appear here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination. Where seasons change from week to week with a promise of new adventure. Where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their mom, shopping for shoes at the Carrot Creek Mall.
Okay, boys, here's the store we're looking for. Pete's Sneaker Store.
Yeah. Look at all those cool shoes in the window.
Now remember, we're here to buy one pair of school sneakers for each of you.
But look, Mom, the banner says Pete's Sneaker Store, where you get two shoes for the price of one. Shouldn't we get lots of sneakers?
Yeah, Mom.
No, Jackie, that's just a clever advertising slogan. It means you can buy two shoes, the left one and the right one, for the price of one pair of shoes.
But that's not really a special deal at all, is it? I mean, it's the same deal you'd get at any shoe store.
That's right, Sam.
Have you heard the news? I need two school shoes.
Yeah, nice song, Steve.
Yeah.
Now, Jackie, don't you have a song, too, that's sort of about shoes?
Just to go ahead and prove it.
Uh-huh. If you want me to be me, you to be you. Basically, just be yourself.
Right.
A song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Now let's make some choices before Pete gets here to help us.
I want to try on these sneakers.
Oh, they kind of look like grasshoppers.
Yeah, they're supposed to help you jump like a grasshopper. And they glow green in the dark, too.
Well, that's different, but I don't know if I like them.
That's okay. Choosing shoes is a matter of personal taste.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
taste.
Spelling, please.
T-A-S-T-E.
Definition, please.
Noun. Liking or preference. Synonyms or words that mean the same thing are palate.
This food is excellent.
Desire.
I want that.
Inclination.
You're most likely to have this one.
Penchant.
He always seems to do that.
Fancy.
Look at that.
Or fondness.
I like you.
Sentence, please.
Here you go, sir. We have both of the pairs you wanted in your size. I have to admire your good taste.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, I like these. Yeah. See this little cartoon figure? I think it's a cat. There's one on each of the sneakers, but each is in a different position. So when I run with these on, it'll look like the cat is doing jumping jacks.
Wow. That's right.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Sir, are you the Pete who owns this store?
Yes, I am.
But you know, these sneakers feel kind of... well, they're not that comfortable.
That's all right. Give these ones a try. We've got all kinds of sneakers. We've got running sneakers, jumping sneakers, sitting sneakers, sleeping sneakers, reading sneakers.
Well, these aren't quite as cool as the first pair, but they do match all these colorful circles on my pants, and they're definitely more comfortable than the other pair.
Comfort is the most important thing when you're shopping for sneakers. You have to take good care of your feet.
I do them when I'm down in the tub with avocado cream, they'll take a rub. They wrinkle like a raisins. If I stay too long, I wouldn't wanna do it wrong. But they'll put you in the driver's seat and to the table when you wanna eat. But when you go to sit down in your chair, something else has gotta put you there. Take good care of your feet.
Song from the Beach Boys.
Okay, Mom, I've made my choices.
Remember, Jackie, I told you I'd buy each of you one pair of shoes. You have a whole pile there.
Well, I couldn't decide on just one pair, so you can buy me one, and I'll use my allowance money to buy the rest.
I don't know, Jackie.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, young man?
I'd like all the shoes in this pile. Could you tell me how much they'll cost?
Why, sure. Sir, this pile of shoes comes to $412.58 plus tax.
Are you sure that's right?
Yes, I'm sure.
Could I please speak to the manager?
Well, she's pretty busy at the moment. Is there a message I can give her?
Well, I'd like to know if it would be possible to lower the price of kids' shoes because, well, you see, kids don't make much money.
Once a week, they pay me $7.50 once a week. You see me walking tall down at the shopping mall, 'cause I'm making $7.50 once a week. Now every Monday morning when I get my pay, I'm feeling very rich indeed. I got a pocket full of money I can spend each day, so I can pay for all the stuff I need. I got a great start, but here's the hard part. I got to plan for every expense, 'cause every nickel counts when your entire allowance is only $7.50. But I do like to live it up. Every day after lunch at school, I treat myself to an ice cream sandwich. At 50 cents a piece, that comes to $2.50 every week. But that's okay, I got $5 left. I'm still ahead of the game. I start with $7.50 at the top. My favorite bubble gum is 60 cents a pop. I got to choose and plan and do the best I can. I think I'm gonna have to learn to shop. By just comparing prices, I could save a lot. I spent $2 for a bite to eat. This chicken enchilada really hits the spot, but it's on sale for 50 cents across the street. Now I would like to try a slice of pizza pie, but I am high and dry, it's no joke. I should have planned ahead, I spent it all instead. My allowance is gone, and I am broke. When you get $7.50 once a week, sometimes the situation seems a little bleak. 'Cause it's a drag at the mall when you got no cash at all. You're down the tube, you're up the creek. Well, there goes my allowance. I didn't plan ahead, I made some bad choices, and I compared prices too late. I guess I'll have to find a way to earn some more, but that shouldn't be too hard. Maybe I can do an extra household chore, like wash the car or mop the floor, or maybe help clean up the backyard. I'll get my spending plan, I'll get my shopping done, and still have cash on hand that I can spend on fun. I still get $7.50 once a week, but now I learned some money management technique, and I can save enough to buy some real cool stuff, and I made my little fortune, so to speak, on only $7.50 once a week. That's my allowance, $7.50 once a week. I balanced my budget.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Haskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. We just heard a song from Schoolhouse Rock. At the top of the news today, it's been a busy back-to-school shopping season, and store owners across Zucchini Land are delighted with this year's shopper turnout. Coward Hosell is live on location with the director of Carrot Creek Mall. Coward!
Coward Hosell here, live at the mall. Now, Mr. Farnsworth, it looks busy here, but the big question is, are people buying things?
Excellent question. And yes, I'm delighted to say that sales are up 25% this season as compared to sales last year at the same time.
Now, what would you say is the reason for this?
To tell you the truth, Coward, I'm not exactly sure. Increased school enrollment? Mm-hmm. More demand for school supplies? Mm. Maybe it's some of the new vendors we've just signed with.
That's right! Oh. Stop by my store! We've got everything! Running sneakers? Jumping sneakers!
Pete, now please, you get a fair amount of coverage, and we're kind of busy here, so...
Want to let everyone know about my store.
Well, thank you, Mr. Farnsworth, for the positive news about sales.
Hey, what about...
Back to you, Bob.
That guy's got to get a grip. Thank you, Coward. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane.
Thanks, Bob. Fall is getting underway here in Zucchini Land, and it's giving us partly sunny skies and warm temperatures. Great day to sneak out into the great outdoors.
Especially in a new pair of sneakers from my store. We've got everything. Running sneakers, jumping sneakers, sitting sneakers, sleeping sneakers, reading sneakers.
That's enough of that. You'll get your own commercial in a second. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
And now a commercial message.
Sneaker, sneaker. Sneaker, sneaker. Sneaker, sneaker, yeah.
And now Pete from the sneaker store.
Hi, folks. This is Pete at the sneaker store. And we have sneakers to meet everyone's needs. We have sneakers for the young and old, the big and small, the short and tall, all colors, all sizes. We specialize in running sneakers, jumping sneakers, walking sneakers, eating sneakers. We even have sleeping sneakers, driving sneakers, standing sneakers, and sitting sneakers. We have sneaking sneakers. We're practically giving them all away. Stop down to the sneaker store and see me, Pete.
Sneaker, 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 yeah.
New low-priced giveaways. Come in Tuesdays and get the third sneaker free. Pete's Sneaker Store, located at 52 Quackenbush Road in Zucchini Land. Void where prohibited by law.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Susan.
Hey, why do you have a jump rope?
Well, because I have to make sure that the shoes I buy are good for jumping rope.
That's a good idea.
Ooh. Yeah, you're really thinking ahead.
Yeah, that's being prepared.
The quote of the day is...
Thorough preparation makes its own luck. Joe Poyer.
Do you always go shoe shopping with your jump rope, Susan?
Actually, this is the first time. Last year, I ended up buying shoes that bothered me when I jumped rope.
Hmm.
So, from now on, I'm going to be prepared and jump rope right in the store before I buy the shoes.
Oh, maybe I should do that, too.
Ooh, these are the sneakers for me. Ah, bright red. They glow in the dark. They're three sizes too big, and they have fuzzy laces. They're going to make me look mysterious.
But they're not really you, are they, Sam?
Yeah, they're kind of odd. Yeah.
Well, no matter what shoes I wear, I'm still the same me.
I can change my socks and I can change my hat and I can even change my mind. I can pretend to be anything, but I'm still the same me on the inside. I imagine I can fly like an eagle in the sky. I can dream I'm a big old tiger. But when I open my eyes, it's no surprise. Still the same me on the inside. Happy me, fussy me, the me that gets tired and sleepy. Mommy and Daddy love me as I am, 'cause I'm still the same me on the inside.
My imagination takes me anywhere, from Africa to Australia. I'm an ancient king or a movie queen, and I'm still the same me on the inside.
I can wear a frown or a magical face. I can make believe I'm a lion. But when I go out of bed and I close my eyes, I'm still the same me on the inside.
Scary me, hungry me, the me that needs a nightlight. My best friend loves me as I am, 'cause I'm still the same me on the inside. The universe is a wonderful place, and there's no thing I can't try. Happiness is when I do my best, still the same me on the inside. Quiet me, cranky me, the me that sings off key. I'm growing me and I'm feeling free, still the same me on the inside. Still the great me on the inside. Loving who I am on the inside. Loving who I am on the inside. Still the same me on the inside. Yes!
A song from Sweet Honey in the Rock.
Well, that's done. We made some good sneaker choices this year.
Yeah, it was hard to narrow it down to just one pair, but I decided on the ones that fit the best. They make me feel like I'm walking on air.
Yeah, I love the way new sneakers feel.
Well, hello there.
Hi, Miss Honey Pepper.
Back to school shoe shopping?
Oh, yes. Yes, ma'am. What are you doing here, Miss Honey Pepper?
Same thing as you. Teachers need to have comfortable shoes, too.
Whoa! You see what I saw?
I did. I can't believe
me
it.
Either.
Teacher at the grocery store the other day. Well, I walked right up to her, but I didn't know what to say. So I cleared my throat and I scratched my head. I looked her in the eyes. This is what I said. I made this remark. I didn't think it was rude when I said, geez, I didn't know that teachers ate food.
Teacher, teacher, teacher with all your books. Teacher, teacher, teacher with teacher looks. Teacher, 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 you're a person too. A teacher, 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 I learned something new.
You see, I was always under the impression that teachers weren't like you and me. I figured they were born teachers, you know? That's what they're supposed to be. I never knew they did normal things like eat food or shop in a store. It never occurred to me that my teacher could be a human being just like you and me.
Teacher, teacher, teacher with all your books. Teacher, teacher, teacher with teacher looks. Teacher, 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 you're a person too. A teacher, 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 I learned something new.
My teacher looked at me in a teacher kind of way, and I could tell that she was searching for something teacher liked to say. She blinked her eyes and she licked her lips. Then she stamped her feet and she shook her hips. Then she looked at me rather quizzically and said,
Jackie, did you get all of your homework done?
Oh.
Teacher, teacher, teacher with all your books. Teacher, teacher, teacher with teacher looks. A teacher, 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 you're a person too. A teacher, 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 I learned something new.
Wow! Next time, we'll shop together. I'll bring the coupons and all my friends.
A song from the Zucchini Brothers.
I love my new shoes.
Hey, look, it's Mayor Muffin.
Oh.
Hello, Zucchini Brothers. I like your new shoes.
Thanks.
Are you boys registered to vote?
I don't think we're old enough to.
Okay, yeah. Then. Are you old enough to have a pet rabbit?
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. I once had a goldfish, and Jack has his dog Polly, and Steve would like to have a horse someday.
Yeah.
Well, Zucchinis, it's your lucky day.
Ooh.
I've got a whole batch of bunnies bouncing around the yard. Our rabbit had babies. Lots of them.
Wow, thanks, Mayor Muffin. We'll ask our mom and dad if it's okay. And in the meantime, would you like to hear a song?
By golly, you betcha. How about one from Spike Jones?
things for sale. And when I get up early in the morning to go out to the chicken house to feed my little tiny baby chickens, all those crazy little bunnies that follow along after me just hop, 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 hopping like the dickens. There, chicken, 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 chicken. Oh, get away from me, bunnies, you bother me. Get out of here, you crazy little bunnies. And when I sneak my little tiny puppy dog Rover upstairs with me to bed, the bed is full of them silly little bunnies from the foot up to the head. Get out of my bed, you bad little bunnies. Go on, bunnies. Get out of here. Go on now. Bunnies, 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 bunnies everywhere. There's bunnies on the table and there's bunnies on the chair. Bunnies on the sofa and there's bunnies on the floor. And there's some new ones coming for the door. More! Please come on and buy a bunny. I'd even like to sell you two or three. But if you don't have any money, I'll give you a bunny. Cause you're just too darn many bunnies for me. There's bunnies all over the place. Bunnies under my feet. Bunnies in my bed. Every place I go, those stinky little bunnies.
That's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like KKCR in Hanalei, Hawaii.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming and look for show number
1261.
And click on the fun stuff icon to learn how to make a shoebox fish tank.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini. And written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese. Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
This is Bird Note. A large, glistening white bird circles overhead. Its long neck is outstretched, its wing strokes deep, slow, and exaggerated. It's a male great egret showing his courtship moves. As he lands on the rim of a large, flat nest of sticks, a female watches nearby, awaiting the big performance. The male arches his neck.